Dr. Ikihike has a face you won't forget, covered with traditional Maori tattoos. He is the picture of a mountaineer who commands the stage as he stands firmly with an axe in hand, as if to defend his culture's ancient tradition of talking to the land.
And when I talk to a group like this today, in their blood they remember this.
Dr. Hickey was raised in the mountains near Queensland. Today, he takes students and visitors on hikes to teach them how to talk to the mountains.
And the mountain asks them questions. Who are you? Where you been? What are you doing on me?
Hickey takes them almost to the top of the mountain, then stops 100 feet from the summit.
You don't need to go to the top.
The object is not to conquer the mountain, but to communicate with it.
Because this fella's going to be here when you're gone, and it's arrogant for you to think that you've conquered a mountain.
Hickey says when he hunts, hikes, or snowboards on the mountains, it's as if he's in conversation with some old friends.
And when I say that, it's because when I go into that mountain, they've usually worked me over. You know, I come out of there ruined. But after a day or so in recovery, I think, it was the mountain that caused that, and I thank them for it because they've given me opportunities to grow.
Hickey says it's these conversations that taught Indigenous people to always put the land first. But after contact with Western culture, that changed.
Well, we've got a saying at home, toi tu te whenua, land's forever. People are temporary. We come through and we leave. But you want to make sure you're going to leave it in a state that all your kids are going to be able to survive.
Hickey says Indigenous people need to walk backwards to the future, to regain their ancestral knowledge, and then share it everywhere. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.